Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, joined once again by our medical co-host, Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest, Jack Chalom. And we spent the first hour talking about vitamin C, and we're going to start this hour talking about vitamin D. Those of you who are on the phones, thank you for staying there over the break, and we'll get to you shortly. Okay, you know, vitamin D is also one of those old-time, I say old-time vitamins, I guess that's not a good term, but it's been around, it's been known for quite a number of years, and suddenly, all of a sudden, vitamin D is probably one of the hottest supplements around now. What's happening, Jack?
Wow, talk about a 180-degree turn. We can go back 10 years and even longer than that, and basically everyone was saying, be careful with vitamin D. It's toxic in high doses. Well, some very smart researchers looked at the literature, and they said, you know, this doesn't make sense. And what they found was that there were a couple of studies published in the mid-1980s. One of them was a study of seven men in India, and the researchers assumed they had been taking large amounts of vitamin D because they had very high calcium levels in their blood. But the study didn't make sense. And but despite that, the recommended daily allowances and all of the public health recommendations were based on this goofy little study and one other that was very similar to it. Well, what's happened in the last 5, 6, 7 years is people have been looking at vitamin D levels in the blood of people. And they've been looking at what is really the toxic threshold of vitamin D. Well, first of all, most of the big public health experts, I mean, we're talking Harvard and Boston University Medical School here, are saying that at least half the population is not getting enough vitamin D. And some of the estimates, some of the studies show that it could be as high as 75% of Americans. That's 3 out of 4 babies, children, and adults. I mean, here we are in 2001. We're supposedly the best country in the world, and 3 out of 4 people have a major vitamin deficiency. What's wrong with this picture? And in terms of the toxic threshold, they're now saying basically you would have to take a whole bottle of vitamin D a day for months to reach that toxic level. And no one in their right mind is going to take a whole bottle of vitamin D or vitamin C or multivitamins daily. So the whole picture has changed. In terms of health benefits, you name it, vitamin D most likely protects against it. Cancer, infection, heart disease, depression. Tracking the literature, and there are new studies published every week, it's really a revelation. And I think this could open the door medically to many other positive things, because most doctors now are willing to measure their patients' vitamin D levels. And the treatment is very simple. You go to Wilner and you buy a bottle of vitamin D, and you take 1,000 or 2,000 or 5,000 IU a day.
Yeah, okay. Let's start with a couple of things. Okay, there are two types of vitamin D. One is called vitamin D2, and one is called vitamin D3. Now, what's the difference between the D2 and the D3? First of all, as to what they are.
Well, D2 comes from plant sources, and D3 is manufactured really as kind of a byproduct of sheep lanolin. They basically take the lanolin out of sheep's wool, and they treat it to convert it to vitamin D3. On a practical level, the vitamin D3 is absorbed anywhere from about a third better to 50% better. So unless you're a vegetarian, really the sensible way to go is to take the vitamin D3.
Okay, now, doesn't vitamin D3 also come from fish oil?
You do find it
from
in
the
cod liver oil.
Yeah.
And cod liver oil is certainly a good source. I take cod liver oil. I take some vitamin D in addition to that. The cod liver oil contains the vitamin D3. It contains some vitamin A. It contains the omega-3 fatty acids, which are so good for health. So it's in many ways a good one-stop solution. But I've had my blood tested for vitamin D, and was kind of interesting. I spend a lot of time in the outdoors, and if you're out in the sun, you should be making your own vitamin D. But there are a lot of things that interfere with that. And so I got my blood test results back, and they were pretty good. And my best friend happens to be a nutritionally oriented physician, and he said, well, you know, you can add another 2,000 IU. And I said, well, that would bring me up to 8,000 IU a day. And he just looked at me and said, that's what he's taking.
Mm.
This is a simple blood test, almost any doctor will do it. And you can track how you're doing. And most of the blood tests are spelled out in what's called NG/ML, nanograms per milliliter of blood. And a good target range is probably around 50 to 55 nanograms per milliliter. Most people will probably be more in need of supplementation, higher dose supplementation, in the wintertime than in the summer. But there was a study a couple years ago of people in southern Arizona. This is where I live. And they found that they weren't any less deficient than people in New York or Boston or Chicago.
Well, you know, I think the doctors are willing, you know, traditional MDs are willing to measure the vitamin D, but they think as long as you're, you know, as long as you're 30 or above, they're happy.
Yeah,
so they're not into the preferred level. They just want to make sure you're not not down about 10 or 15.
Yeah, and 30 is really borderline deficiency, and the euphemism in the medical journal articles these days is insufficiency. So if you turn up at around 30 on a vitamin D test, you're borderline deficient. That's kind of like it in plain language. And so to get it up from 30 to, let's say, 50, you probably have to load up at about 5,000 IU a day. Again, you can go back to your doctor and track the blood level, see where it is 2 months later. And a lot of people just sort of settle in at somewhere between 2 and 5,000 IU a day. You know, realistically, if you take just 1,000 IU a day, it's better than not taking anything at all and walking around vitamin D deficient. Because if you walk around vitamin D deficient, you're at a higher risk of just about every type of cancer imaginable. You're at a higher risk of heart disease.
What about osteoporosis?
Oh, that's a biggie, because you need vitamin D to put calcium and magnesium to work in the bones.
Mm-hmm.
You need vitamin D and calcium to manage blood sugar. This came out just a few years ago and has gotten very little serious public health attention, but there was a great study done at, I think, Harvard, in which people were given fairly modest amounts of vitamin D and calcium, and, you know, over 3 years, their blood sugar did not change. The people who were taking placebos, they had a 6-point increase in blood sugar during this time. And that 6-point increase, depending on where you were at the beginning, would be enough to turn you from normal to pre-diabetic, and maybe from pre-diabetic to full-blown diabetic. And, you know, when you look at the medical literature, both vitamin D and calcium are essential for insulin function and managing blood sugar levels.
Okay. All right. You know what, Jack? We need to pause for a short break. Our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Jack Challen, will be back in just a moment.
Jarrow Formulas has a new probiotic supplement, Jarrodophilus CDS. CDS stands for clinically documented strains. Jarrodophilus CDS contains 7 strains of beneficial bacteria offering a broad spectrum of health benefits. With 20 billion total probiotic organisms per capsule, Jarrodophilus CDS promotes better and more comfortable digestion, healthier bowel function, more efficient bulking and regularity, improved immune response, and greater overall gastrointestinal wellness. All bacteria are not created equal, and an unwelcome bacterial imbalance can occur when you travel, when you're stressed, or when you're just not eating properly. Jarrodophilus CDS helps to reestablish digestive balance and restore gut health. It utilizes an advanced polysaccharide matrix protection formulation that delivers more probiotics to precisely where they're needed. Ask for Jarrodophilus CDS at Wilner Chemists.
This is Arnie Gitomer. You know, some people think that because Wilner Chemists has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you'll find that Wilner Chemists has some of the best discount prices anywhere. It's true. Don't believe me? Well, here are some examples. Right now, in addition to our low everyday 20% discounts, we have the following sales in effect. Source Naturals at 35% off list. Selected Solgar products at 40% off list. American Health, Enzymatic Therapy, Nature's Way, Quality of Life, Sprung Janssen at 30% off the full lines, and there's more. But that's not all. How do you find out what else is on sale? Well, you go to our website, www.wilner.com. You check the On Sale tab. And while you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter or request our free product catalog. If you prefer, you can also call for a catalog, 1-800-633-1106. Leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106. Even better, visit us at either of our 2 stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal. The downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. And while you're on our website, www.wilner.com, by the way, be sure to check out all the informative articles, reference materials, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices. You can even place your order on the website, www.wilner.com. We are the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll begin taking your call shortly.
Menopause, often a very uncomfortable time for women, hot flashes, night sweats, headaches, mood changes, fatigue. What causes this? Their bodies produce less estrogen. One solution to this problem is to take supplemental phytoestrogens, supplements in plants like soy and red clover that weakly mimic estrogen. Problem is, they don't always work. But Solgar has a new product, PM Phytogen Complex, that works when the others don't. It contains a stronger phytoestrogen complex derived from Thai kudzu. Found only in Thailand, this herb has a long history of use for promoting youthful skin and hair, strength, and vitality, making it ideal for relieving the symptoms of menopause. The phytoestrogens found in Thai kudzu are more bioidentical to human estrogen, making it many times more powerful. PM Phytogen Complex from Solgar, the effective solution to your menopause problems. PM Phytogen Complex is available at Wilner Chemists.
And while we're talking about Solgar, I want to tell you that Solgar's vitamin D3, vitamin C, and glucosamine chondroitin products are now on sale at 40% off list price.
Do you want to feel and look younger?
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. Scientists reveal that today we don't have to age rapidly and live with pain and suffering due to aging diseases. Now, by taking anti-aging 3 collagen on a daily basis, you can renew your hair, bones, joints, blood vessels, eye vision, your whole body, and restore a healthy image and look younger like me.
This is Dr. Sally Bird. Anti-aging 3 collagen contains pure collagen types 1, 2, and 3, and a triple helix amino acid compound designed to activate your body's own collagen production. To renew your body from the inside out, slow down your aging process, stop living with pain and suffering. Take Anti-Aging 3 Collagen and improve the quality of your life. We have been taking Anti-Aging 3 Collagen for almost 2 years now, and people comment on how much younger we look. Start now and see the difference.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell and our guest, Jack Challum. Let's say hello to Mary, calling from Short Hills, New Jersey.
Hi. I'm enjoying your program, and I'm hanging over from the other hour when you were talking about antioxidants.
Yeah.
I have an arrhythmia, heart arrhythmia, and very bad veins. And I began to take this, and I wondered if they were opposed to each other in some way, diosmin and HMC. Do you know that? That's herb, D-I-O-S-M-I-N.
Yeah, yeah, okay. What's your question, Mary?
That has helped my veins.
Yeah.
And I wondered also, I see that there are different groups that have horse chestnut and butcher's broom, but I wondered if they work in opposition to, you know, like they constrict the blood vessels in the vein, or do they? And I don't think I need that when you have fibrillation.
No, I don't think it's a question of a constriction. I think it's the effect on the blood vessels. It's just the small capillaries. It's just strengthening those veins and capillaries, so it's not causing a vasoconstriction. Okay, and the substances you're talking about are derived primarily from, as you point out, the horse chestnut, which is an herb, and it's used just for that purpose, for strengthening the blood vessels.
And butcher's broom?
Butcher's broom, same category.
So it would be okay to, I don't know if you all carry that combination. I'd
yeah.
like to. You do?
Sure.
I could order. Okay. Who makes that?
There's a whole bunch of combinations available with butcher's broom. I know Solaray has a product called, I think it's called Centellavane. Diasmin is available. Thorn has a product called HMC. So, you know,
give us a
call during the week and we'll point you in the right place.
I also take resveratrol for my veins, and they're really bad. And I was taking a heart medicine, and it just seemed to make them so much worse, so I had to stop it. And these seem to be helping. This wouldn't be any way hard on your kidneys, would it? These drugs, diazepam and heparin.
Well, first of all, they're not drugs.
Okay, you're right. They're herbs.
Right. There shouldn't be any effect on the kidneys.
I see. A strain.
No.
All right. Okay, well, then I feel safer taking them. I'll call, doctor.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Mary.
And vitamin C is good for that, of course.
Of course.
And vitamin E. Right?
Well, once again, are you taking any medication for your arrhythmias?
No. I can't. I couldn't handle the different things they gave me. I got terrible pains in my legs, the muscles, the beta blockers, and the digitalis. The veins just popped out. It was huge. It must have been too strong. So I just had to go off of them, and I feel better. But then I began to treat myself with this from my readings, etc. And the veins seem to be constricting. I've always taken vitamin C.
Well, and you know, you might want to consult one of the nutritional physicians. You know, we have one here in the studio, Dr. Richard Podell. He's not far from you. You're in Short Hills. He's in Summit.
And he now tells me, I heard that speech, that I could maybe afford him.
See that?
I'm on Medicare. I don't know about that.
Well,
okay.
All right, Mary. Thanks for that call.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Let's try and talk to Hildegard from Manhattan. Hi, Hildegard.
Hello, gentlemen. I heard you say in the first hour that ecstasy is available from American Health and Solgar.
Yes.
We are taking ECC by natural, and I am wondering, is that not also ecstasy?
No.
No?
No. What ECC is basically a calcium ascorbate.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Jack, how does the calcium ascorbate differ from the ester C?
Well, there isn't a lot of calcium in there, and I'm looking at a label for my own ester C, and there's 500 milligrams of vitamin C and 55 milligrams of calcium. And calcium really just sort of helps buffer the ascorbic acid, the vitamin C. And a lot of the over-the-counter things people take for an upset tummy or heartburn are based on calcium as well. So it's a very small amount of calcium, and it's pretty
innocuous. But the calcium, if somebody's taking calcium ascorbate, you know what? Why don't we may want to delve into that a little more, but we need to pause for a break. You're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR in New York, WGKA down Atlanta, Georgia. We'll be back.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. how do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Okay, here's an event you won't want to miss out on, the annual Wilner Chemist Lunch and Learn Health Symposium. It'll be a day of educational lectures and good food at the Flat Hotel in Midtown Manhattan on May 22nd. Dr. Joy Brown will be there. We'll have Dr. Robert Barry talking about ubiquinol QH. Dr. Felicia Stoller's talk will cover health options for healthy retirement years. Hara Estroff-Morano, the editor-at-large of Psychology Today, will be talking about women's health issues. Mitchell Coven, medical herbalist, will cover sleep, anxiety, and stress. And Jack Chalam and Dr. Ron Hunninghackey will explore treatments for stress and fatigue. Each attendee will receive free books, free products, and other valuable items worth more than the cost of registration. For more information, go to our website, www.wilner.com, or call 1-800-633-1106. Don't forget, May 22nd, our annual Lunch and Learn Health Symposium, brought to you by Wilner Chemists, Solgar Vitamin Company, Konica, and WOR Radio.
Now to the traffic.
Good afternoon. We're going to start on Long Island, East Farmingdale, Route 110 northbound on Conklin Street. There's a crash. Then a Ruland Road in Melville, another crash in southbound at the Southern State in North Amityville. Yet another accident. In Englewood, Route 4 eastbound of Webster Avenue, the right lane does remain closed, causing delays all the way back to University Plaza Drive. In East Rutherford, Route 120 southbound of Route 3, this road construction partially closing the off-ramp to Route 3. Inbound at the George Washington Bridge, that's going to be 30 minutes to both the upper and lower decks. A quiet ride in and out of the city at the Lincoln Tunnel. Inbound Holland Tunnel, it's going to be about 15 minutes coming from all the approaches, 10 minutes outbound. Quiet ride at the Tappan Zee Bridge from end to end. New Jersey Turnpike on the Western Spur North between 15E and 15W. That does remain closed until Monday morning, causing very heavy delays as you're coming into that area. Also going to be a slow ride on the Major Deegan in both directions as you're approaching those ramps to the Cross Bronx Expressway, and the Cross Bronx is slow westbound between the Bronx River Parkway and 3rd Avenue.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770, or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org. The immune system is your body's tool for preventing the onset of illness. Kinoko AHCC is a highly efficacious immune regulator made from fermented mushrooms. AHCC is supported by over 100 research studies used in hundreds of clinics and taken by an estimated 100,000 people worldwide. A recent trial at Yale on 30 healthy patients showed that AHCC increases the production of cytokines that help prevent the spread of abnormal cells in the body. Other published studies show that AHCC improves immune response to infections, including the cold and flu, and that AHCC with a flu shot is more effective than a flu shot alone. Another published trial on 21 patients showed that AHCC increases dendritic cells, which can downregulate a hyperactive immune response associated with allergies and inflammation. To learn more about Kinoko AHCC, call 877-YES-AHCC or stop by Wilner Chemist.
Steamy window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Jack Challum. And we talked about vitamin C, and now we're talking about vitamin D and answering some questions. And we were talking to Hildegard from Manhattan. You're there, Hildegard?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Jack, here's the question. Calcium ascorbate is a form of vitamin C. Ester C is also primarily a calcium ascorbate, but is there anything that differentiates the calcium ascorbate from the ester C?
Well, there are some other compounds in the mix. I can't tell you off the top of my head what they are, but they are added to enhance the bioavailability and the mildness of the supplement.
Yeah, I think it was. I think there was a calcium threonate that gets developed as well, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm not sure about that. I'd have to look that up too. Hildegard, to answer your question, EZC is very similar to ester C.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Next, let's talk to Shahzad from Staten Island.
Hello.
Hello. You're live on the Wilner Window.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. I have a twofold question regarding this herbal supplements that I started taking.
Okay.
The one that I'm taking is Orega Max, and I understand it says wild raspberries. I understand it's oregano-based herbal supplement.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, now I'm taking that two veggie capsules a day, and that sort of helped me with this dry cough and congestion that I felt in the chest. I don't know if this is the one who it helped me or it was all on its own.
Right.
The other thing is that I'm taking this clove that is I bought from your store.
Okay.
It was recommended to me by my hygienist, dental hygienist, because I had a toothache, and he said that try to use this, and it worked wonders.
Okay, wonderful.
Now, my question is, if I take both of these together, is there any contraindications there, or it's safe to take both together?
No, you can do them both, sure.
It's good, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you need clove oil, the one that I bought.
Clove oil is what you put on topically on your gums and around your gingival margin around the teeth when you have some tooth pain.
Right, and it's very effective when I did that. However, on the bottle it says, add 14 to 15 drops to a little bit of water and drink it.
Well, usually they just swish it around in the mouth. You don't usually swallow the clove oil.
Just swish it around in the
mouth and spit it out.
Oh, but if I swallow it, is it harmful or what?
A little clove oil wouldn't hurt you. But, you know, I don't know that it's a good idea to keep swallowing it.
Okay, because I did it a couple of times.
All right, you're still around, Shahzad, so it didn't kill you.
That's true. All right. About vitamin D, I think your guest today, he answered my question, but I just wanted to confirm the fact that if you apply a number to vitamin D, what would be the maximum I use, 2,000, 4,000, 5,000, just a rough idea?
You might get three different opinions on the show today, but I would say a max of 10,000 IU, and odds are, probably in the range of 3,000 to 5,000 would benefit most people. There is an important thing to note: people who have darker complexions have trouble making their own vitamin D, and they usually benefit from a little bit more than us pale folks would be taking. So if you have a darker complexion, instead of taking, let's say, 2,000 IU, I'd probably recommend 3,000 to 4,000 IU.
Dr. Podell.
Okay, the progressive establishment view, which I'll straddle, is that you measure the level of vitamin D25-hydroxy, and that you judge based on the blood level as to how high you want to go. Now, where it gets a bit, conflicted, is that most mainstream people would say that we only have data that shows that we need to go up as high as 32 on the measurement.
Okay.
There are many alternative people who advocate going higher. At this point, there's only very, very limited data that supports the idea that 50 is better than 32 or that 70 is better than 50. And as you go higher and higher, then the risks, say, of kidney stones and also side effects that we don't even know about are likely to increase. So that one has to have a real good reason, from my view, for going up real high. Now, there was a study done at the University of Toronto on multiple sclerosis and vitamin D where they got people up to 10,000 units a day, and they had somewhat fewer relapses in the group with vitamin D high dose compared to vitamin D just 1,000 units. Wasn't a big study. It hasn't been published yet. So it may well be that higher doses will be better in certain circumstances. But right now, the evidence for that is extremely limited.
Oh, I see. All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay. Thank you, Shahzad. Do you know anything different, Jack?
There's a website for the Vitamin D Council, and Dr. Cannell at that website gives some guidelines in terms of how much to take to boost your vitamin D levels. Again, it is so easy to go in and get yourself tested but by your doctor. There's no reason not to get yourself tested. And then a few months later, go back and get yourself retested. And you can find out in this way what your ideal maintenance dose is.
Okay. All right. Let's talk to June from Brooklyn, New York.
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen. My question is on strontium. I know you shouldn't be taking strontium and calcium at the same time, but a friend told me this. She read somewhere where she should take the strontium either morning, evening, or at bedtime. Can you guys talk on that, please?
Well, strontium started out a few years ago. One of the drug companies is trying to get a product called strontium ranelate approved as a drug for osteoporosis. And when I looked at their literature, they indeed said you should take the strontium away from the calcium, and they recommended that you took the strontium at bedtime. So when anyone asks me when to take strontium, I say take your calcium during the day and take your strontium at bedtime.
Okay, then. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Okay. Thanks for that call, June. Okay. Now let's talk to Angie from Edison, New Jersey. Hi, Angie.
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call. I'm calling on behalf of my husband, who was recently diagnosed with stage 2 colon cancer, and he's going to be undergoing chemotherapy. And I was wondering if you could give me some suggestions for supplements that might help him to deal with the chemotherapy. And just as an aside, I did ask the doctor to check his vitamin D levels, mm-hmm. and he was at 22.
Oh, wow. I hope that after you found out that it, or the doctor found out it was 22, he was given some significant dosage of vitamin D.
Well, the doctor said he should take vitamin D. He didn't really say how much. I've been giving him 1,000 units, but I understand that I should be giving him more.
Well, that would be that would be our, I guess, consensus.
Yeah. But still, you want to measure the blood level. You give 1,000, how high does it come up? If it's not coming up enough, give 2,000.
See, Dr. Podell is probably a little more conservative than Jack or I would be. At his level, I would probably start at 5,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do you think, Jack?
I would start at 5,000. I'd go back after 2 or 3 months for another measurement and see what the blood levels are. And if they're around 50, then maybe drop to 2,000 or 3,000 IU of vitamin D a day. If the blood levels haven't increased very much, you know, let's say they've just gotten up into the 30s, I might up the dose a little bit more. Again, the research on the toxicity of vitamin D leaves a lot of room, and literally people would have to consume a bottle a day for months at a time before they had any toxic effects. So I'd be in favor of more aggressive initial dosages, and then in a sense it's kind of like a loading dose, and then come back, remeasure, and then readjust as needed.
Okay.
And what about the chemotherapy?
It's interesting because I'm lecturing and writing a lot on using supplements with chemotherapy. And the magazine articles are not being published yet. As I'm sure you found out, conventional oncologists are very wary about vitamin supplements. If you look at the medical literature, it's overwhelmingly in favor of high-dose vitamin supplements to reduce some of the side effects of chemo. Some of the research indicates that the supplements enhance the effects of chemo. There are just so many benefits, but I think most conventional oncologists, hate to say this, that they've got their head stuck in the sand, and they're not reading the literature. There was just, as an example, not relating to patients with colon cancer, but studies that have found that the omega-3s, vitamin E, silymarin, which is an herbal extract, all reduce side effects, which enables, you know, from a conventional medical standpoint, the doctors to give longer chemo therapy at higher doses. And the studies show that overall there's an increase in survival when you add high-dose supplements. The benefits are not there if you're just taking an average one-a-day supplement. But if you go to higher doses, the benefits are clearly there. And you can go to PubMed.gov and just type in some search words like antioxidant and chemotherapy, or vitamin E and chemotherapy, or omega-3 and chemotherapy. And the studies will come up, and it's all free to use.
Okay, Angie, as I said earlier in the show, you know, your husband has a very serious disease, and you are wanting to use supplements is a wonderful idea, but you should be guided by somebody nutritionally oriented. And as you know, Dr. Podell is in Summit, New Jersey, and if you want somebody to guide you, he can work with your you work with his oncologist.
Uh-huh.
Yeah? So what's your phone number there?
Well, it's 908-273-7770. And actually, our Somerset office is closer to you in Edison. You can consider that.
Good. Thank you so much.
Okay, Angie. Thanks for that call. Okay, we're going to pause for a short break. We'll be back after these messages.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus helps restore and balance the good gut flora in your intestines. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is an award-winning vegetarian, non-GMO, biogenic intestinal flora complex and dietary supplement used worldwide. It is made from selected strains of good bacteria grown from fermented vegetables, fruits, seaweed, mushrooms, and the proprietary and powerful TH10 strain of lactic acid bacteria. All natural, hypoallergenic, and does not need refrigeration. and the blister packs make it easy for traveling. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular. In as little as 4 weeks, you will see a difference. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at Wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or Wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
This product has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Results may vary.
Is there something missing from your fish oil? If it's purified, it's probably missing a whole lot. Purified fish oils use chemical processing that can destroy the beneficial compounds, vitamins, and antioxidants your body looks for. Fortunately, there's Homega from New Chapter, a new whole food approach to fish oil. Homega is extra virgin to deliver nature's whole complement of vital omegas, including 3, 5, 6, 7, and 9s, along with natural vitamin D and powerful antioxidants. Homega is 100% sustainably caught wild Alaskan salmon, some of the cleanest and most pure fish stocks in the world. So chemical processing to deliver purity is simply not required. Homega by New Chapter, because the world's best fish oil doesn't come from scientists, it comes from the world's best fish.
A major culprit in the battle of the bulge is excess visceral fat, which lines the internal organs in the midsection and is linked to a cluster of risk factors for diabetes and cardiovascular disease. Now, a new natural substance, licorice flavonoid oil, has been shown to modify how the body breaks down and makes fat, particularly visceral or stomach fat, by influencing the expression of genes. In a recent 8-week double-blind placebo-controlled study published in Obesity Research, participants in the high dose group dropped an average of 4 square inches in the visceral fat area, about the size of a fist, in just 8 weeks by taking the same amount of active ingredient found in one serving of Blue Bonnet's Trimology Licorice Flavonoid Oil Vegetarian Soft Gels. So if you're having a war with your waistline, add Blue Bonnet's Trimology Licorice Flavonoid Oil to your daily regimen of proper diet and exercise to help you better manage your weight, your midsection, and most importantly, your health.
Steamy window. Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Jack Chalom. And before we get back to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter, the whole truth. Okay, next let's talk to Elaine from Wayne, New Jersey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. When I took vitamin D, I increased the amount of vitamin D on my own. My blood calcium level went from within the normal range of 10.3 to 11.0.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, what does that mean?
Okay. What did your doctor say it meant?
Well, I had a disease out of health fear.
Uh-huh.
So,
Okay. Well, let's see. Dr. Prodell, what does that mean?
Well, calcium at that level, if that's real, and of course labs can make errors and so on, but should be repeated. But at that level, it does pose some risks, and the question would be, and what if it goes higher? At some point, you do get various symptoms from too much calcium and various other problems. I'll just leave it there. So that you're not the typical person. Most people can tolerate. The government says you can take up to 2,000 units a day without any medical supervision. They recommend medical supervision for going higher. But in your case, you need a doctor right there because you may have some metabolic vulnerability that makes toward high calcium. What the cause is and what to do about it, that's a medical decision. It's not a general nutritional decision. So go see the doctor. Remeasure it. That's basically what I would recommend.
Like about 8,000 IUs.
Well, yeah, well, that's
probably too much for you.
Yeah.
You really don't want the calcium to go high.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay, thanks for that call, Elaine. Well, you know, you're right. It could be, and it most probably is an individual variation with her.
Yeah, but in other words, it's not real common, but there's a significant number of people where they are vulnerable that way. Hence my proneness to conservatism.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, well, Elaine mentioned that she got tested at a health fair, and that may not have been the ideal setup for measuring vitamin D levels. And Elaine might be one of the rare, exceptionally good vitamin D metabolizers. And what most people are fighting against, there are a lot of very common genetic variations that limit our ability to use vitamin D, and these things didn't really have any consequence when we were running around naked, or our ancestors were running around naked 10,000 years ago. But one of them, which is called VDRBB, it is a genetic factor that affects one third of Americans, and it slows our vitamin D utilization. So Elaine may have some exceptional genes in her favor.
Okay, we didn't talk about the effect of the sun and how it relates to vitamin D. You know, the fact that vitamin D acting on the oils in the skin makes the vitamin D3.
Yeah, if you were to stand out in the sun, not this time of year, but June, July, August, in basically walking shorts and a T-shirt, no sunscreen, in about 15 minutes, you would make 10,000 IU of vitamin D. That's not enough time to really pose a skin cancer risk. But most people aren't spending a lot of time outdoors unless they're at the beach or surfing or they're sun worshipers. And when people do that, they usually lather up with sunscreen, which blocks most of this ability to make vitamin D. Most people are spending their time indoors, home, work, their car, subway. And so they're really not getting much vitamin D exposure. And I know a doc locally who always covered up in the sun, just long sleeve shirt, even if it was 100 degrees in the summer, wide brimmed hat. And when he tested himself for vitamin D a few years ago, he was very surprised to find himself deficient. So there is, in a sense, a risk of covering up. The conservative and cautious and safe approach, which is actually very prudent, is to just have very moderate sun exposure, but to take vitamin D supplements. And this is what the American College of Dermatology is now recommending, sunscreen plus vitamin D supplements.
Yeah, well, I'm one of those people who loves to get out into the sun. And like during the winter, I'll go down south for a couple of weeks, just to get away from the cold primarily. But I love to just sit in the sun, get a nice tan, and, before I put on sunscreen, I'll just sit in the sun in my bathing suit for about 15 minutes, and I'll do that, then I'll put on sunscreen. And I find that to be very effective. But even then, just to point out, and I don't take heroic amounts of vitamin D. I think I'm taking about maybe 2,000 units a day. But when I did that, along with my sun worshiping, my vitamin D level only gets up to like the mid-40s, which is a nice level. But, it's not really wild. It's not crazy. So, you sometimes can't rely just on the sun to get your vitamin D. You do need the supplements. Okay, well, you hear that nice music. That means we're coming to the end of this segment. And right now, we're going to pause for a little message from Wilvite.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program?
Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin, multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by New Chapter, the makers of Whole Mega, a 100% pure wild-caught salmon oil supplement. New Chapter, the whole truth. Jack Chalom, thank you so much for joining us today.
A pleasure to be with you.
All righty. And all the products we mentioned, the vitamin C products, the vitamin D products, are all available from Solgar Vitamin and Herb. And you can get them at Wilner Chemists or your favorite health food store. Okay. Let's see. We will be back again next Sunday at 2 o'clock. Please join us. Have a good
week.
Thank
you for listening to the Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.